Yeah, had to do a spilling on the rocks after Monday night's game, Rockies and the Dodgers. The Dodgers, they came into Colorado having just swept the San Diego Padres, and Rockies went into the weekend against the Padres. They were trailing the Padres by one, and they swept the Padres. So this happened at Dodger Stadium. It was an unbelievable series just because Padres and Dodgers, they hate each other. Like hate HATE, all caps. They hate each other. And so the Rockies, we just saw them finish this great series against the Diamondbacks. They won the series. The Rockies have won five series since the All-Star break, so they've been playing really good. And so here comes the Dodgers. They've actually been below 500 since the All-Star break, which isn't great. You know, even if you're a Dodgers fans, I like, oh, alligator tear for you. Don't feel bad for one second. So Dodgers came into Colorado. They were up two games on the Padres, and you always think about the letdown. That happens. You know, Padres and Dodgers are basically playing playoff baseball. You come to Colorado, you're not playing playoff baseball. But the Rock Show has been playing this brand of baseball that we really like. It is much better and it's fun. And the young players are doing their thing. And so tonight, on a Monday night, the Rockies walk off the Dodgers. Now, why is this important? Why is this one important? We've had some good wins, like the Rockies. Actually, I do have a problem with people saying we. When it comes to the team, it's never we. I mean, it is we as fans, right? Like obviously I'm a fan, so we support the team, but I always find it funny whenever you hear people talking about we when it comes to a team, because what did you do? Did you take it at bat? Did you strike someone out? No, of course not. So the team played great. And we support the team. Like, that's fair. We cheered really loud, which Rockies fans are notorious for maybe not knowing certain things that are going on, which is fine. We do get a lot of visiting teams, fans that are in attendance, so I get it. But the Rockies, that team and those guys, we really enjoy watching them, especially of late. The tenets that we've talked about, clean plate baseball, putting the ball in play. I feel like a broken record when I talk about this, but it's true. I mean, like, there are tenets of baseball that you have to, like, abide by. It's like driving on the freeway. Like, hey, if you drive a certain speed limit, you'll never get a ticket. If you go above it or below it, you're probably a poor driver. Even if you're late, like it doesn't matter. So Rockies have been playing baseball that meets the tenets of the game: pitching, defense, and timely hitting, not striking out. And so tonight or Monday night, the Rockies walk off the Dodgers. And the reason why this is so important is for a couple reasons. The Dodgers have won 10 in a row against the Rockies, 10 in a row. But as I pull this thing up, let's see if I can finally get my screen share correct. I doubt it's going to happen, but I'm going to try one last time. And so screen share here. Let's put it small. No, let's put it side by side. Let's see if side by side works. I don't know. I'm trying all these different things all the time. All right, so here we go. Rockies box score. Dodgers got out to an early lead. It was 2-0. Bounce back, Ryan Ritter, inside out swing, which was great. Bottom of the lineup. Look at the bottom of the lineup. Kyle Karros, two walks. Brenton Doyle, 2 for 3. He's up to 240. Dude, he's been raking. Ryan Ritter, 252, had two steaks. So that was fantastic. So, like, check out this box score. They're facing Yamamoto, who's had the Rockies numbers. Yamamoto, he's got a 2.9 ERA, 2.9. He should be like 20-0, especially with the Dodgers. So 7 innings, he actually has the lowest amount of run support of any pitcher in the National League. So lowest run support. This one caught me off guard too. But he pitched 7 innings, 2 walks, 6 punchouts. So 6 strikeouts. That's it. The Rockies struck out 6 times against one of the league's best hitters. Ezekiel Tovar, who owns him, has 7 hits against Yamamoto. Low swing, kind of catches him in the loop. Second homer for a Tovar. Kyle Freeland lowered his ERA a little bit, not by much. He had 5 punchouts. Check this number out. 12 punchouts to 6. The Rockies outstruck out the Dodgers, which hadn't happened. It hadn't happened in like years. And the last time the Rockies did that, they actually beat the Dodgers, which I know it sounds crazy to say, like, oh, you know, Spilly, you're like talking about wins and stuff like this. I was like, yeah, exactly. So let me pull up the last at bat, which is so much fun because the Rockies earned this one. This was like a really big deal for the Rockies. Now, it's not quite the World Series for the Rockies, but it's still really fun. Can we have some fun? Like, we're allowed to have fun, right? So, let me go back one play. So, warming Bernabéu, of course. We love warming Bernabéu because he's scalding Bernabéu. He's been hot the entire time. But one of the most important plays in the sequence for the Rockies happened one at bat prior, and it was basically a misread in right field from Teoscar Hernandez. And what that does is you'll see teams come into Colorado and they'll make some mistakes, like not a ton of mistakes. Usually the Dodgers probably play Coors Field better than anybody. I want to do this high home camera view so you can see it. All right, so here we go. Justin Robleski, who is like the long guy, this is not their best reliever, comes in the bottom of the ninth inning. It is one out, 0-1 count. Look at where Teoscar is. He's like a million miles away from home plate because he's in no doubles. So let's see. We should be able to see the starting depth of Teoscar. He's at 319. That's way too deep. Way too deep. Because what are you going to do? Like, tell me you're going to catch a ball up against the auxiliary scoreboard. Like, Teoscar was out of play here. He probably should have been 5 feet closer. He should have been right around 312. And like, I've seen some Dodgers guys. They've actually played it really well. Buki usually plays at 297, so he's usually right here, and then he knows he can go back, which is awesome. But watch this play. So here you go. Tovar gets beat. He gets beat by the pitch, pops it up. Look at this run. Oh, like that should be an out. Either by Alex Freeman, the second baseman, who didn't really want a piece of that, or from Teoscar, if he was at, you know, 312 or 297, that's an easy out. I'll show it to you one more time, just because I think it's important. For me, like, positioning is really important. I talk about like certain things, especially being a former Rockies outfielder. Like, I always played shallow in right field. If you hit it over my head, I blame the pitcher. Like, make a better pitch. Check this out. This is a good pitch. Robleski beats Tovar. It's a pop-up. This is an out. This should be an out. Let's see what the probability of hit probability. 6% should be an out. So doesn't land. It's not an out. Ends up being a base hit, and now we set up for warming Bernabéu. And then this happened, which was just so great because we love warming. Base hit through the middle, chopper, and then the Rockies end it. So many things that are fun about tonight that I think, like, as a Rockies fan, yeah, I mean, like, obviously, Rockies in comparison to the Dodgers, we're not even close to the same, like, we're not even in the stratosphere. But we are getting closer. So we're like players are getting closer. And look at Bruno Bell's face. He's like, yeah, awesome. So fantastic win for the Rockies. They beat the Dodgers. I almost said on air, it's almost like Dodgers, which would have been funny, but obviously I have a filter, especially when my broadcast headset is on, so I'm not going to yell that. But I was like really close, like eat it, Dodgers. So fantastic win for the Rockies. They snap a 10-game losing streak. They struck out 6 times. Dodgers struck out 12. Put the ball in play. Blueprint is working. I'm happy. Hopefully you're happy. Not sure what's going to happen next 3 games because it's a 4-game series, but it was awesome. So hopefully you can enjoy it. I certainly did. I loved it. I loved it. Loved it. Loved it. Loved it. So this last week of Rockies baseball, from the Cardinals to the Diamondbacks and now the Dodgers. Not saying the Rockies are going to win 100, but they're certainly not going to finish with the worst record ever in the history of baseball, especially this version of how the Rockies are playing. So I kind of joked about this. Kyle Karros was on deck. Kyle Karros like grew up in the Dodgers clubhouse. He's been like basically mentored by the Dodgers. I kind of wanted him to get the storybook ending. Maybe it'll happen this week. He hasn't hit a homer yet. And his dad, Eric Karros, who's, I believe he's still the all-time home run leader for the Dodgers, although I think Ohtani's going to be close in a year or 2 years or 3 years, he's going to blow right past him. He'll get him, but we're hoping for a storybook ending in the next 3 days. And I'm telling you, if you're a fan of baseball, Rockies or Dodgers, Wednesday, go to a Rockies game because you're going to watch Shohei Ohtani pitch. He had 2 hits tonight. He had 2 balls like a million miles an hour. So unbelievable win for the Rockies. They're on a hot stretch. One thing that Warren Schaefer said today, as far as like, do wins feel different against certain teams? Do they feel different? Like, does a win feel different against the Diamondbacks? Or does it feel better with the Dodgers? Warren Schaefer was like, no, a win feels the same. I'm sorry. Wins feel really good against the Dodgers. They feel great. I felt good against the Diamondbacks. But let's not kid ourselves. Wins against the Dodgers, they feel really good. Like really good. So, follow me at SpillyGoat19. Follow the boys at Mile High Sports. Adios.